Nearly 4,000 Yazidis have found sanctuary at the Chinar refugee camp in Diyarbakir. The camp is one of 11 set up by local authorities under the control of the pro-Kurdish HDP party. Mihabi Suleiman, his pregnant wife and their 7 children spent weeks in the mountains of Syria and Iraq before finding safety in Turkey.
When Daesh came, we couldn't stay any longer. We had to flee. There is no way any human can stand against them. No force can be enough to fight them. We ran to the mountains.
Camp director Metin Palandurkin says that the Diyarbakir municipality built the camp after thousands of Yazidis turned up on their doorstep. At a women's center, children will be taught their lessons in Kurdish, the mother tongue of most Yazidis. This is unlike Turkish state camps where lessons are in Arabic. Palandurkin says the classes will be run by Yazidis themselves, a move that has built trust after so much oppression.
Yazidis have been massacred 74 times until now. Because of this, they don't trust anyone, especially the Muslim societies. But in these last 4 months, we succeeded in gaining their trust.
12 of the 15 committee members who run the camp are Yazidi refugees. But other than providing some of the tents, camp organizers complain they've received little support from the Turkish government. However, Turkey's ruling AK party says there are perfectly adequate state camps, accusing the pro-Kurdish HDP of using its camps to promote a Kurdish rights agenda.
Oradan bile bir siyasi nema çıkartmaya çalışıyorlar.
They are trying to get a political profit out of this. Our priority should be the safety of these refugees, but they turn it into a show for international media. We are still Turkey. There is no other country here.
But many Yazidis say they are reluctant to go to state camps because they would have to live with Arabs. They recall their traumatic experiences at the hands of Arab members of the Islamic State, says refugee Mehim Ibrahim Edo.
We don't want to live with Arabs. We don't want to see them again. My neighbors were Arabs, and those who wanted to kill me were Arabs. I lived in Iraq with Arabs for 30 years. Even if I have to fight 20 more years, I will not have my children go back and live with them again.
The idea of coexistence frightens many Yazidis, who now say their future is no longer in Iraq or Syria, but in asylum in Europe or the United States. Dorian Jones for VOA News. Diyarbakir.